Indy 500 goes down. We're going to have that broadcast here for you on the Team 1260 this weekend. One of our partners over at Cantork, Colin Livingston, one of the sponsors and partners with Alex Tagliani. He joins us. I think part-time Eric told me he's actually on the track right now. So Colin joins us from Cantork. Right on the track at the Indy. Colin, how are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very good. How are things right on the track? That's got to be a pretty cool experience. You've done this before, haven't you?
Yeah, this is my third one. We're standing right in Tag's pit, just adjacent to pit road here. It's about 90 degrees, so things are a little toasty right now.
Yeah, they're calling for a high of 35 degrees on race day. Is there anything these guys can do to prepare for that kind of heat?
Just do it all the time. I mean, it's been hot down here for the last couple of weeks, so They're slowly becoming accustomed to it. But, you know, these guys are used to it. I mean, the guys that work pit road are always in fire suits, full helmets and things like that. So they're used to the abuse.
You look at this event, and we know the race. We're going to have it broadcast on Sunday. But talk a little bit about how big of an event this is. I mean, it's more than just a race. It's probably almost too much to handle for one individual.
It really is indescribable. I don't like the platitudes and the cliches, but I mean, it's something that you really have to experience to be able to appreciate it. You know, where we're standing right now, we're within about 100 feet of the pagoda. I've got grandstands on both sides of us that, you know, they go up a good distance. The timing pole is off in the distance. All these things that we see on TV and that I grew up watching as a race fan, it's always surreal to come back here. And, you know, as I describe it, it gives me chills.
You guys are a big partner with Alex Tagliani. You said you're in his pit there right now. Last year he had the pole in this thing. This year I think he's starting in row six. What are the expectations that Tags has for himself this year?
Every year, every race, I mean, Tag's expectations are always through the roof. But now that the team has managed to switch their engine deal from Lotus to Honda, they showed very quickly that they can get up to speed with these guys, that the team's been working really hard all year, and that the big limitation was the amount of power that the engine made. You know, I put up a picture this morning on Twitter of Tag, you know, displaying our helmets. And I mean, he's basically a fairly hyper guy to begin with, but he's bouncing off the walls right now. He's really excited. So we're only about 5 minutes away from the engines firing up here to start carb day. So I know everyone here is basically doing backflips.
Well, Tags should have a little bit of an advantage because he's not new to this race. And you mentioned the heat. This is a guy who's a racing veteran. Is he looking forward to using that experience to his advantage?
Absolutely. I mean, now that he's had the chance to be here, I mean, your first year for sure is a learning experience. And in his first year, you know, there was quite a bit of controversy that he actually got bumped out last minute, was out of the race, and then did some car swap to get in Bruno Junqueira's car. And even with that, starting dead last, he managed to finish 11th. You know, definitely the experience now, he's very comfortable. They know what they need to do to the car to get it to qualify well. They now know what they need to do to the car to get it to run well during the race. So, you know, again, there's definitely cause for a lot of optimism, and people should be checking the race out on Sunday.
We definitely will. Colin, we appreciate the time. We'll catch up on Monday and recap this thing.
Fantastic. Thanks for the call, guys.